Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we are studying the subject of the scriptural principle of sowing and reaping. In Galatians chapter 6, starting at verse 7, in the J.B. Phillips translation, we read these words, "Don't be under any illusion. You cannot make a fool of God. A man's harvest in life will depend entirely on what he sows. If he sows for his own lower nature, his harvest will be decay and death of his own nature. But if he sows for the Spirit, he will reap the harvest of everlasting life from that Spirit. Let us not grow tired of doing good, for unless we throw in our hand, the ultimate harvest is assured." Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9 gives us a very basic and fundamental Bible principle that is operating in the earth today called sowing and reaping. This scripture tells us that whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Many people go through their lives not recognizing that they are in a constant process of sowing and reaping. The word sowing, very simply, means to plant seed, and the word reap means to gather a harvest. People go throughout their lives sowing seed every single day and gathering in a harvest and not recognizing that their very own actions have brought about the harvest that they're experiencing. To put it another way, you could say people spend their whole lives sowing seed, but few recognize it, and then when the crops come in, those who have been ignorant of that spiritual principle wonder why they are living in the middle of a briar patch. God made it very clear in His Word that this fundamental principle called the law of sowing and reaping, or the law of seed time and harvest, is here to stay. Galatians 8:22 says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease." Everything in life that you do is sowing seed or reaping a harvest. This is a principle that, if recognized, can be utilized according to the Spirit of God, the way God intended for it to be, with results that will be a great blessing in your life. But without understanding of this principle, without recognition of its operation in your life, you will be like that person who's just throwing seed everywhere and then is shocked when a harvest comes up that they don't expect. Today, I want to speak with you about six types of seed that people sow and how they impact life as we live it in this earth. Many people sow seed that they don't recognize as seed and end up with crops that they don't want, don't like, and never expected. And yet you can determine the kind of harvest that you have in your life, in every arena of your life, by welcoming this principle of God, utilizing it in a Spirit-led way, and allowing God to give you wisdom so that He can bring the harvest blessings into your life that He intended. But ignorance of it will shortchange you of being able to reap the harvest that God wants you to have in your life. But the first principle is simply this: to remember that every thought and every word and every action in your life is a seed that will bring forth a harvest. And it won't be just a harvest of one for one. It will be a 30-fold or a 60-fold or a 100-fold harvest. It will come back to you in a greater measure than you planted it. And this is powerful if you're planting the right things, but it's horrible if you're planting the wrong things. Because people do reap things in their life that they planted in a small way that come back in a much greater way, but they're undesirable crops. God wants you to reap bountiful, abundant, exciting, and blessed crops in your life, in your family life, in your marriage, in your finances, with your children, in your career, in your spiritual life, in every area of life that you deal with. God wants you to have an abundant and enjoyable harvest. Satan, on the other hand, wants to rob you of the good harvest and make sure that you reap a harvest of trouble, difficulty, tragedy, sorrow. You may remember the parable that Jesus told of the farmer who sowed seed in his field, and the scripture says he sowed good seed in his field. But one day, as the wheat was coming up, his servants recognized that there was also tares coming up. And tares were weeds that had very similar physical characteristics to wheat, but they were not wheat. They were weeds, and they would choke out the good harvest. And the servants came to their master and said, "Didn't you plant good seed in your field?" And he said, "Yes, an enemy has done this," referring to an enemy having come in the night and planted the seeds of the tares in among the seeds of the wheat that he had planted. Satan wants to plant in your life seeds for tares, for weeds, things that are undesirable, ungodly, and not what God would have for you in your life. And he'll be happy to mix it in with any good seed that you may be planting intentionally. You have to be on guard of your seeds, of your harvest in a spiritual way, which we will discuss further this week. But recognize, first of all, that everything in life that you do is a seed, and consider in the light of the principle of sowing and reaping whether or not you want to reap a harvest of that particular seed. The six types of seed that we will study this week include thoughts as seed, words as seed, actions and attitudes as seed in your life, the Word of God being planted as seed in your life, prayer as seed, and finances as seed. We will begin by taking a look at thoughts as seed. Every thought that you think on or meditate upon is seed in your life. If you water that seed by continually thinking upon it and imagining or fantasizing about how that thought can come to pass, that seed will eventually sprout and become action, whether good or bad. So you must choose your thought seeds very carefully. In James chapter 1, we see this described this way. "Let no one say when passing through trial, 'My temptation is from God,' for God is incapable of being tempted by evil, and he himself tempts no one. But when a man is tempted..." And I'll stop there and say every temptation begins in the thought life. So consider it that way. "When a man is tempted, it is his own passions that carry him away and serve as a bait. Then the passion conceives and becomes the parent of sin, and sin, when fully matured, gives birth to death." When a person is tempted, the temptation always begins as a thought seed. You can cast out thoughts. The scripture tells us that we're to take every thought captive to Christ. We're to cast down imaginations, or you could say thoughts, vain imaginations that would exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. So when a thought comes to you that's from the enemy of your soul trying to plant temptation in your mind, you have the choice to do one of two things. You can allow that thought seed to be planted in your mind and germinate by watering it, by thinking about it, by turning it over and over in your mind. If you do that, it will end up like it says here in James. it will conceive, or you could say it'll take root, and then it will birth into sin, and sin, when fully matured, brings death. The thought seeds that Satan wants to plant in your life will bring forth sin and then ultimately death if you allow them to take root. The critical issue on thought seeds is this. Cast out thought seeds that come that are not of God, that would be displeasing to the Holy Spirit. Cast down those imaginations and those thoughts. Rebuke them. You can renounce them. If Satan brings a thought to your mind that's unclean, unholy, unbiblical, unscriptural, whether it be fear or whether it be lust, whatever it is, you can say, I renounce that in the name of Jesus. I refuse to let that thought seed plant in my heart. That's how you deal with seed that comes from the enemy. But when you are thinking on things that are God-ordained, pleasing to the Lord, something God would have you meditate on, something in His Word, perhaps a vision from God for your life, then you can water that seed, pray about it, think about it continuously, meditate on that, and let that seed take root in your thought life, and it will spur you on to godly action and bring forth life instead of death. So remember, thoughts are seed in your life. Every thought you think or meditate upon is a seed. Choose your thought seeds carefully. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow we'll continue looking at 6 types of seed that impact your life and your harvest. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.